I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Willie Garson is one of those great character actors who elevates any show or film he's in. He played Carrie Bradshaw's best friend Stanford in the Sex and the City series, Meyer in the underrated John from Cincinnati, and has a resume of guest star roles as long as your arm. For the past two seasons, he's played Mozzie on USA's White Collar. Mozzie's an expert in almost everything, and if he's not, you can bet that he soon will be. I talked to Willie in a conference call about his character, what's it like being killed on screen, and how he creates his memorable characters. This site takes a lot of work, so I really appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Willie.
I'm kind of curious, what was your reaction to find out they were going to shoot Mozzie? I mean, were you at all in fear for your job, or did you know you were going to come out okay?
You know, oddly enough, I was not in fear for my job. I actually knew. I thought it was going to be very exciting, and I knew it was going to be really exciting for the fans. And that's, again, I said this before, that is who we make it for. And I knew it was going to be a big deal. Luckily, Mozzie has become a very beloved, popular character. And I knew this was going to really freak our audience out, which is great. And it really did. I mean, certain things that I don't understand, like trending on Twitter and things, happened so fast after the New York airing of that episode that it was very satisfying to us. Like, this is great that people care enough about these characters. And so it was great. You know, anything that can throw them for a loop. Obviously, if something, you know, in certain shows you see, like, oh, the lead character is really in danger. It's like, but you know, the lead character is not going away. I think there is always the possibility that a supporting character like Mozzie could go away to the audience, and we had a lot of fun with it. You know.
You guys have uncovered one of my favorite actors that I haven't seen in a long time, in Andrew McCarthy. Do you get scenes with him later this season, and what's it like to work with him?
My character and Andrew McCarthy are circling each other on the show, but we don't have scenes where we speak to each other. And it was great to have him around. We're not young men, and I've known Andrew for many, many years, and it's been an amazing experience on this show to have the level of guest stars that we've had. And Andrew was a great one, and a real treat for us to have him. And I think people are going to really be into these episodes that he's in.
How do you feel about playing a character like Mozzie?
I said this before, and it's become more true. What's great about me playing Mozzie, for me, is that it's the closest to myself that I've ever played. His worldviews and his wry sense of humor are very in tune with my own. So that's been really just a treat to play. And the collaborative effort of the show, where they let us bring a lot of ourselves to our characters, makes it really fun and very personal to us when we're playing it. So it has a little more depth for us when we're playing it. It's not just this other guy. It actually comes from inside our hearts. And that's what I'm finding is great to play with Mozzie.
Great. And if someone had not yet seen an episode of White Collar, what would you say to them to draw them in?
I would say that they're really, really stupid for missing it. No, I would say that to draw them in, I'd say, you know, it's fun characters, real characters, solving really interesting capers that are not seen on television anymore. You know, we've all talked about this, the entire cast. It was about episode 5 or 6 of season 1. When we realized that we could be solving a caper of the missing tape dispenser, and it would be interesting because they've written these characters so strong. And I anyone can jump in. It's obviously, it's a new caper pretty much every week. So these are, while there is an ongoing storyline, we don't hit the audience over the head with it. Each episode has a standalone, really, really great, deep caper, a la Columbo or Mission Impossible. And then you can easily catch up with the rest of the ongoing storyline. And I just think the writing is fantastic, especially considering what else is on TV right now.
So you couldn't reveal Mozzie's fate during the hiatus. Are you good at keeping secrets, or was it really hard to never tell anybody what's going on?
Well, this one was really hard. Also, it got a little ridiculous because obviously there were thousands of pictures on the internet of me shooting scenes after I had been shot. So it got a little silly after a while. And also, you know, the reality is that there's not many of us on the show. So it probably was not going to happen that they were going to get rid of the character of Mozzie. But in general, when I'm shooting, I'm kind of used to it from other jobs. Obviously, Sex and the City had very strong gag orders as to what we could say and not say. So I'm used to that. You play a little kind of cheeky game with the audience about what they know. It's very hard now with the internet. I mean, everyone knows everything all the time. Mm. So it's very hard to get away with. So if people were really paying attention, they would have known that obviously I'd survive.
Okay. Now, you just starred on two of my favorite shows, The X-Files and Stargate. Can you talk a bit about that?
The shows are great. I love science fiction because of the fans. The fans are passionate. And anytime fans are passionate, it makes our job much more delightful to do, which is the situation we have with White Collar. The X-Files was an absolute delight. I was friends with David. We had worked together before. And I'm actually, for real fans, I'm actually the only person who guest starred on two episodes of X-Files as different characters, which was a big deal to the fans. And then Stargate was just pure fun. I love Richard Dean Anderson a lot, and we had a great time, and then they kept bringing me back every 5 years to do another, to bring the character back. And I thought that was great. And those episodes end up being fan favorites, which is very satisfying to me.
And can you describe what it's like to almost die and then come back? Like filming that
episode
then?
It was very interesting. I have died a couple of times before on film, but this was really interesting. I loved the way Kevin Gray was the director of the shooting, and I loved the way he shot that. And my what looked like my death was shot so beautifully, and then coming back was interesting, mostly because those days my son was there on set. So it was very interesting. He kept on asking me who he's going to live with now that I'm dead, which was fantastic. So it was good fun, and I love those days too because you get to be lying down a lot. So I'm all for being shot all the time.
Your character is sort of a jack of all trades. I was just curious, when you look at the script for the things that you have to do, is there something specific that you had to do to prepare for your role?
No, not really. What I do is I look at it, and then I immediately walk over to the properties department and have a conversation about how is this going to work. The problem with the things that Mozzie does is that a lot of them are very prop-heavy. And so it's like, really? How did this work? How am I going to do this? And they just kind of show me. The thing about television is that it moves so fast that the more important thing about learning how to do something is actually learning how to release the knowledge of doing it, because you're right on to the next scene right away. So I while we have specialists who come in, and obviously this is their specialty and they want to work really hard, and you have to be a master of this, and it's like, you know what, just tell me what I need to know to do the shot, because I have another six-page scene right after this that has nothing to do with this. So for me, it's about, I want to fake it, I want to do a really good job, make it completely believable, and then move on. So that they just keep throwing them at us, and hopefully it can fall off of me quicker than me learning everything about it.
You guys move so fast. I just wonder, is there one thing that you bring specifically to your character that maybe wasn't a script, but is something that means something to you?
Without getting in too much trouble, I would say every third or fourth line of my character comes directly from my demented head.
You played a lot of different characters, obviously. What would you say, or who would you say has been your favorite to play in the last, I don't know, 10 years?
Wow. You know, I'd say Maji is definitely up there, even in the last 25 years. A real favorite, you know, every character obviously has benefits to it. Like, I love, you love every character you play for something. I would say Henry on NYPD Blue was a very, very special time for me. Certainly Stanford, mostly because of the time spent with my dear friend Sarah Jessica. I loved playing Lee Harvey Oswald, which I did a number of times because I loved playing real people is a real gift to actors, because there's so much research you can do, and it's interesting to delve into that. You know, they all have time. It's really hard to pick them out. Generally, for actors, at least for this actor, it's the one you're playing at the time, because that becomes a part of your life. So, right now, it's Mozzie.
And what would your dream role be?
Well, you know, there's a great play called The Entertainer, which is it's about an old English music hall entertainer. And it's kind of my goal role for when I'm 80. That's what I'm shooting for, to play at the end of the day, is, you know, a guy who lived his life entertaining thousands and thousands of people. And that's the role. So I'll get there someday. I mean, I'm 78 now, so just a couple of years.
You create such great memorable characters in everything you do. And I know you said earlier that this character is the closest to you. Which do you prefer, doing a character that's closer to you as a person or something that's totally different?
Well, you know, they both have benefits. You know, the big joke, they did it on Ricky Gervais's Extras. You know, the big joke is if you want to earn an Oscar, play a Holocaust victim or someone in a wheelchair or someone who's mentally incapacitated. And they're fun. Those characters are fun to play because there's really something to chew on. As far as playing something close to myself, that has different benefits. I get to create more of it. It becomes more collaborative. So everything has a benefit to it. I just like to make each character as different as possible from the one I played before. That's what keeps it alive, and it keeps doing this for a profession interesting. So I hope to be doing it for a good long time, and I hope to just keep making them as different as possible. I don't want anyone saying, you know, that's so similar to blah, blah, blah. Michael Caine, who's one of my favorite actors, he just said in his new book, if you're watching if you're watching me in a movie or a TV show and you say, oh my God, that Willie Garson is a great actor, then I'm not doing my job very well. I want each character to have a life of its own. And that becomes the joy, whether it's something far away from me or whether it's something close to me. Mozzie is close to me, but he's certainly not me. So that's the joy, is what can I bring to it? So I like all of them.
And just in general, what's your advice to actors?
My advice to actors is, you know, I actually teach an acting workshop. And my general advice is, bring yourself to the role. No two people are doing the same role the same way. And there's a reason for that. You have your reality, your physicality, your hairline, your life experiences, and that is what makes acting interesting. That's what makes people interested in actors, is them bringing what they bring to the role, not to do it like someone else do it.
Can you talk about any other acting projects you have going on right now, or is White Collar your main focus?
I don't have any other acting projects because we're busy making White Collar.
And that's good.
I did double duty last year, shooting White Collar all day and Sex and the City 2 all night. And I don't know if I can do that again. She almost killed me. So it doesn't help me serve either project to its best. So,
can you tell us how you started working on White Collar?
I started working on White Collar by fighting really hard to get the role. Fox Television Studios had sent me to do an episode of a show called Mental in Bogota, Colombia, which was made for the international market. And I came back and they said, you know, you were really great on that episode. We'd love to see you in our new show that we're developing for USA. And then I went through about 2 months of absolute torture trying to get the role. So that's how I started working on White Collar. And I was really happy to go after it. You know, I fortunately get a lot of opportunities, but this was one I really had to fight for, and I was happy to do it. Great.
Any spoilers of something that we could tease the fans with?
Yes, Mozzie's going to have a sex change.
Good, I'll pass that along, and you'll get a lot of Twitter response.
It might not be an accurate spoiler, but...
Thanks, Willie, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. Thanks for supporting our advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.